This is Morning Edition from NHPR. A commission tasked with reforming New Hampshire's law on open records requests met for the first time last week. Members of the Right to Know Law Commission must devise an alternative process to resolve complaints regarding access to public records. They're also looking to find a way to encourage resolutions of disputes between citizens and public agencies. State Senator Bob Guida joins me now this morning to talk about the commission and its goals. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are the most difficult challenges with the current law that you see can be changed? I mean, what would you like to reform specifically?
I would very much like to put the onus on the state. For example, let's say that an official receives a right to know request, have 5 days to respond. They respond in the negative. We're not going to disclose that. Rather than putting the onus on the individual to take it to court, I think perhaps we might look at putting the onus on the government agency or agent to take it to court to get an injunction against disclosing.
So the default position should be those records should be public unless the state can make the case that it shouldn't be.
That's what I think, and I think that's probably pretty consistent with what the legislature thinks. And there are legitimate cases and instances, and those are very well defined in statute. Obviously, as the proliferation of bodies with different missions and tasks come forward, those exceptions will grow in number. And so that's another thing we're going to do is take a look at the process, not only of appealing, but also what can we look at to change that makes the law more concise, more clear, and takes away, if you will, the ambiguities that potentially provide for problems with officials disclosing information.
Well, what are some of the most common disputes that you find between citizens and public agencies?
It's typically, most often, it's at the local level. Towns, cities, you get into the higher levels of government, it's much rarer, I think.
And these are, of course, some towns, smaller towns, I'm sure, you know, electronic records are kept in different ways or not kept, and I'm sure, so there's all kinds of different issues.
Sure, different mediums in which these records are retained. One of the things that we keyed on the first meeting was, you know, there's probably an education problem here. There's no requirement for public officials to be schooled in any way on Article 91A.
And there's no uniformity.
Correct. And so what out of that lack of education, you have a person who may be well-meaning or not, but who says, no, I don't think you have a right to know that, so I'm going to hold that back and forces the problem. So I think education is going to solve a lot of this. I also believe that we need to put some teeth into the law, that when someone wrongfully and willfully withholds information, there needs to be a penalty. Too many of our laws put penalties on citizens for misbehavior. Very few of our laws put penalties on the state or the community, or the political subdivision for misbehavior. And again, the onus always falls back on the citizen. That's backwards.
The commission was supposed to have their first meeting 2 months ago, and the date for its report is in November. Are you expecting that you can still meet that deadline?
I think we will meet that deadline. We're meeting again on the 21st, and we'll probably meet weekly after that. It's the 21st of September, and I think we can deliver a report within the scope of the designated mission of the commission. And I would see a process evolving that I think we can take to the legislature and put in place to stop these problems.
All right. We'll be watching. State Senator Bob Guida, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, and have a wonderful day.